But Declan, first of all, I suppose with the current controversy that's going on with the coronavirus or COVID-19, as it's been named, is there any fear that this game this weekend?
It's hard to know, Tom, and it's kind of on a daily basis that you can't look any further than that there. But I think this weekend's games will be fine, and probably the situation's going to get worse rather than better over the next coming week. So listen, we don't know what's down the line, but as I say, all we can do is focus on our match now on the Saturday night against Tyrone.
Yeah, would there be a fear that maybe the league wouldn't be finished?
Yeah, well, you don't know. It's a possibility. Anything's a possibility these days when you see what's going on. But it seems to be, control at the minute. But it's going to be very, very difficult. So as I say, we should be okay for Saturday night, and probably they'll take a look at it. I'm sure the GAA and HSE are in contact in terms of different things, no more than any other association. But I would say, there'll be a stand taken at some stage on it. If it does get out of line, and it's going to be very, very difficult to control.
Yeah. Have you received any communications from Croke Park on it?
And not really, just apart from our team doctor, would have filled it in, Dr. Kevin Moore. So that's basically it. So there's very little you can really do, just the usual, what's been told and broadcast on a every minute of every day at the minute, But yeah, listen, as I say, it's out of our control, and whatever it'll be will be, but we will just get ourselves ready for a match at the weekend, and that's been our priority.
Looking ahead to this game on Saturday evening, given, 9 weeks' time, I think, 9 weeks later, you'll be out in the Championship in a huge game in Ballybofey. Is this a game that Donegal and Tyrone could run those?
Listen, it's there. We knew when the calendar of fixtures came out, first of all, the Championship fixtures came out, so the 17th of May was always going to be etched on everyone's mind in terms of, a real tough opener for both Donegal and Tyrone, and a real mouth-watering clash for all GAA followers to watch. But the league game was fixed for March, and as I say, March 14th, and when those came out, we knew it was probably going to be a really important fixture, and it's turned out that way. So both teams are on the back of two good victories, one against Dublin for Tyrone and Donegal. Our victory against Monaghan was important in terms of getting the point. So another big game of the weekend, and as I say, it's not going to have any major impact on what's going to happen down the line.
The fact that you're playing them in the Championship, does it change how you approach this game? Do you still keep a couple of things on the back burner?
Well, number one priority for us is to go out and get the 2 points, Tom, and that's all we're looking at. And as I say, it's like everything else, no matter what game you're playing, you prepare during the week, and you look at opposition, and you look at maybe where you can get at them, and it'll be no different on Saturday night looking at Tyrone, and we know the challenge they're going to bring. It's going to be tough. It's going to be a real, real battle, but it's a challenge, and it's a battle that you want to see players stand up and be counted in. And as I say, we have a lot of lads coming through now at the minute, and they've all done well to date, and it's another challenge for them also to begin.
Yeah. And looking at the league table, mathematically, I know it'll depend on results going elsewhere, but you could actually make a league final if you were to win your last two games. And equally, if you were to lose one of them, you could find yourself caught up in a relegation situation.
Yeah, listen, that's the titans of the league and the league we're in. And, I said earlier on, and you could see it from probably the first games in the league, we had Mayo here in Ballybofey, Dublin and Kerry, and those games, really high intensity matches with good quality football, and both all the teams in Division 1 up to speed at a very early stage. And you're talking about January time, and it's so, so important, and the amount of work that needs to go on now to get ready for Division 1, because it's a very, very competitive league. And but it's also great grounding for a lot of the lads coming in and getting game time, and you can really test these players against the best teams and against the best players. So yeah, it's that tight. And but from our point of view, 2 points Saturday night, that's our target. And if you get that, then possibilities can happen down in Tralee.
Yeah. Talk to me about Tyrone. What do you make of them so far?
Yeah, listen, Tyrone have been, they're not one of the top three or four teams in the country over the last number of decades for no reason. Mickey's done great, great work. He's changed the squad around. A lot of younger lads coming through there now. Very few of the old brigade left. But they're still a real threat, and they proved that again last week or 2 weeks ago against Dublin, when they were in the back of a 16 or 17 point defeat down in Galway, and they were fit to turn that round in the space of 6 days and to defeat the All-Ireland champions. And it's we know the task, and we know what's ahead of us, but it's a big, big challenge, and it's one we're looking forward to.
Yeah. A lot have been made of the fact that they haven't got Matty Donnelly and Colin McSheehan.
Listen, every team has short players, and they're no different than anyone else. So we're in the same boat, and Dublin are in the same boat, and Mayo are in the same boat. So Kerry, so I mean, everyone's in the same boat, and it's unfortunate for Cahill that picked up an injury just coming back, but it happens everywhere, and you know, you just have to look at the squad and get players in to, you know, fill those roles.
On the injury front, Jimmy Brennan missed the game against Monaghan. How is he?
Yeah, Jimmy's hopefully now will be fit to go. He's got an extra couple of weeks now from that Monaghan game, we thought, but he wasn't just ready for that game. And but now we're hoping that he'll be fit to be in that 26-man squad for Saturday night.
Yeah, and just an update on the more long term, like Steve McMinniman, Paddy McGrath, Jason McGee, Oisin Gallen. How are they coming on in the rehab?
Yeah, listen, the date's been set in terms of, you know, getting back in, and championship for some of them is a distinct reality, and for some probably not. But at the minute, they're all working away on different rehab programs, and you know, they're in along with us for matches and number of times during the week. But no, they're all working away in the rehab. But yeah, they're all making good gains at the minute, and you know, the medical team would be pretty happy with where they're at.
Who's in the category of in a chance of making the championship, and who's not?
It's difficult, even Tom, to even answer that question. I mean, they're all in probably with a chance to a degree, but it needs, you know, 8 weeks of real solid work now in terms of rehab and no breakdowns and stuff like that there. So it's very, very difficult. So I'd be very reluctant to name it.
In relation to the championship game again, how important would a win be on Sunday or Saturday night, just from a psychological point of view?
Listen, exactly, yeah. It's you know, when you're playing, you know, we had won on the state 2 weeks ago, and it's important from our point of view to get that result and the 2 points. And it's no different this weekend, Tom. It's two important points. It's in Ballybuffet, it's in our own ground, and we want to make sure that teams continue to find McQuill Park a difficult place to go and get a result.